You call me on the telephone, say, take me to the show. And then I say, honey, I just can't go. Oh, let us see that I can leave off. California ran, you got me on the run. I'm driving my new apology, baby. You got me under your wheels. I got you under my wheels. I got you under my wheels. Well, yeah, woo,
this is Oleg Dolgun, the Ukrainian Pitbull, number 4 super bantamweight in the world. You are listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. A simple trick of rhetoric, like blood from a finger. The little prick, hanging scrolls, it's on his stick, and he's crying. She called up the money maker.
The money maker.
Maybe he'll find a taker.
Maybe he'll find.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and you just heard The King from the upcoming album from The Guess Who. New music from classic artists, what we're all about here in Quartz in Session. And ladies and gentlemen, I am so thrilled. Two of my favorite rock stars are on the phone right now with us. We've got Derek Sharp, lead singer, and Gary Peterson, drummer and original founding member of The Guess Who, with us tonight. Gary, Derek, how are you guys?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Great to be with you, Eric.
So welcome to Quartz in Session. I know you guys are in the middle of a U.S. tour. Thank you for taking the time out to call in tonight. So 1965 is when the Guess Who took their name, and it's 2023. You're tearing it up on the road. You got a brand new album. Gary, tell us about the secret to the Guess Who's success.
Drugs. No. Now it's coffee. The secret is
Fruit Loops.
The secret is the music, and that's not really a secret, really. You know, a band is only as good as the material it plays, and we've been fortunate to have a lot of great people pass through the band and leave their marks for us to play the music and to create new music, which really what I'm interested in and why I'm so excited about our latest project.
So the new album is called Plein d'Amour. It hits the streets June 30th. Derek, tell us about the writing process and recording with Gary and the rest of the guys in the band.
That is a loaded question.
You're asking me to say all of that in one, what, two sentences?
Well, you listen, we got attorney-client privilage here, so all stories work.
Well, you're going to be my new wingman. In case I ever get in trouble, I got your number. Well, let's start here. These songs, this journey started 15 years ago. One of the tracks on the record is a song that I gave to Gary when I joined the band just to listen to. And he, you know, pretty much since then has wanted to record it. And that's the short version. And then we've been kind of on this journey of, okay, let's keep this train going. So in 2016, we did The Future Is What It Used to Be with co-produced with Will Ivankovich. And
that was a terrific album. We played it a lot here on WRCT.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it. But the major difference between that and this one was, well, first of all, we had a year off for good behavior in 2020. So we got back together and started doing shows again. And it was just like we came out of the gates running. It was crazy. So we were on a cruise ship and we were talking about, you know, should we do this again? And everybody seemed to be into it. We had a new guitar player, Michael Sterto, who heard a bunch of the demos, and he along with Gary was like, yeah, we need to do these songs now. So that started that process. So we chose 8 from the 20 we had, and I really wanted to get everybody together this time, because the last time we did it a little bit together, but there was a lot of remote things going on because we live in 5 different cities. So we had to find a window between shows, because we'd never stopped touring, right? So we found 7 days. We went up to this small recording studio in the middle of nowhere, about an hour and a half from my house in north of Toronto. And we just sat there for 7 days and made the album together.
You record the entire album in 7 days?
Pretty much. I did. I did a bit of stuff at home, but like just minor cleanup stuff. The bulk of the record, yeah. I mean, because everybody was there, and we went straight to another show right from the studio, and that was our only opportunity. So we had to we really had to focus, which was great, and we actually had a great time just hanging out because we never get to do stuff like that.
So we hear so many stories about bands that are across the world shooting in the guitar riff, the drum licks. You guys are playing as a live band in the studio. You had to be on such short time frame.
Absolutely. You know, but we listen to the songs. We learn them beforehand. We don't really get to rehearse. Our rehearsal is always sound check because, again, we don't live in the same city. You know, when Gary started the band with the fellas in the 60s, they all lived in the same, probably down the street from each other, you know, because Winnipeg's a small town. But it's an ordeal, and it's a huge expense to get five of us together. You know, we would do it all the time because, I mean, we love doing it. But it's just, you know, families, life.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because the new album is terrific. So you've got a new video for the new single, the title track from your new album. Derek, what's the backstory behind the song?
Okay, well, this is just a quick, interesting story about this particular song. It was the last one on the record it was the last one written as well. It was written shortly before we went into the studio, and we were all set to record it. And they had this giant guitar collection left by the former owner of the studio that had passed away. And there was mandolins and bouzoukis and all kinds of things. So we all grabbed one of these. Like I grabbed a mandolin and I started playing the opening riff to the Plein d'Amour part. And Devin joined in, and then Michael joined in, and then Leonard played his flute. And it was this whole impromptu thing. And so when you play the song, you'll hear it. When kind of the mandolins come in, it sounds a bit like Lord of the Rings. That was a studio invention.
Let's play the brand new single. This is a WRCT debut. This is brand new from the Guess Who. This is Plein d'Amour.
Lost in the lost in the past, lost in whatever could help me relax. I miss my old friends, come and they go, and the spirit of some is hard to let go. I'm lying here waiting, just give me a sign, and the man in the moon is my friend in the sky. Plein d'Amour, plein
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We've got Derek Sharp and Gary Peterson of the Guess Who with us on the phone tonight. The new LP is called Plein d'Amour, coming out June 30th, and that was the title track. Hey, Gary, I saw the Guess Who on your last two shows, the most recent one being this past summer, and we were just blown away, my wife and I, by what an incredible live performance. I left those concerts and I said, the Guess Who is one of the hottest bands on the road. As a matter of fact, I was a little concerned because I think my wife fell in love with Derek. I was afraid if she caught up with the tour bus, I'd never see her again. So, Gary, you talked about some of the great artists that have been through the band with you over the years. Tell us a story about how you ran into Derek Sharp and how he became the lead singer of the Guess Who.
Well, actually, Derek and his wife sat down at the SARS concert with my wife, Kim, before we went on stage. And we kind of socialized there for a bit. Little did I know that, a few months later, he would be in the band. We had a singer by the name of Carl Dixon. At that time, he was in a serious accident in Australia, and we needed someone to fill in. And I think Leonard Shaw, who has been in our band for quite a while, our keyboard player, he knows a lot of people from Toronto because he lived there and worked in that particular environment. And he suggested Derek. And of course, Derek sent a file of a song, which happens to be on this current album. And when I heard that song, I said, this talented person needs to be in our band.
What song was that?
It was Across the Line.
Very cool. And
so I once Derek got into the band, and he knows he can never get out again. So that he's now in the mafia.
So, I have an attorney, though. He's sitting right there.
We'll get him in the mafia. That's not a problem. It's kind of developed where when I heard that song and I said, this guy can write this song, he can sing it, he can play up most of the instruments on it, he can, you know, he can produce it and take it right to vinyl almost. I said, that's a talent that needs to be shared with the world. Mm-hmm. And if I can help in any way, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And so from that time on, which is, you know, probably around 17, 18 years ago, I've been listening to his creativity, his writing acumen on his demos. And some of the songs on this album I've lived with for 5 or 6 years prior to us recording them. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot more too. So I'm looking forward actually already to the next project. And so that's the way we got together.
Well, that's a great story, and we want to hear all of that great music. So, Derek, all this time in the Guess Who, a band that means so much to so many people around the world, lead vocals in this great band, tell us what's your perspective in 2023 singing on stage every night with the Guess Who?
I'll start with grateful because I'm upright, I'm breathing. And I get to share some music with a whole pile of people every night, including my bandmates. But it's mostly about, you know, spreading some joy in the world at this point. When I started out, like all of us, we were just trying to, you know, make some money, enough money to keep ourselves going, so we didn't have a day job. And now, especially after the way the world is right now, there's very few things that can sustain happiness in people, and going to a concert is one of them. So, and that wasn't lost on me, and that's what I took out of this whole experience of the last couple of the years, and that's something that was a common theme with this record. And we talked about it before we recorded it. We even rewrote some stuff. I rewrote some of the lyrics. And there is a common theme of the whole record, musically and lyrically.
We're talking with Derek Sharp, lead singer, and Gary Peterson, original founding member and drummer of The Guess Who. Their new album is called Plein d'Amour, comes out June 30th. They are on tour now. Guys, it's that time. You know, our listeners love knowing what their favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Guys, each one of you, why don't you give me a tune? We'll take over the turntables and give me a song that means a lot to you that we'll play for our listeners right now. Derek, you go first.
Pressure's on. Because I know Gary knows what he wants. You know, I just want to say that, you know, both of us are huge music fans, him and I. We listen to a lot of music and I'm always trying to turn him on to stuff. But this particular thing, I don't remember who turned me on to it. It was a really good friend. It was a band called the Wood Brothers. And I don't know if you're into jazz, there was this fusion group called Medeski, Martin, and Wood a few years ago. So these are the two brothers, the Wood Brothers. They're out of Colorado, I think. And I listened to this record called The Muse, and it just blew me away. So my pick would be the song Honey Jar from that album.
Honey Jar from the Wood Brothers. All right, Gary, what you got?
Well, since my career started way back in 1949, I will go back to that era to a record that was on a 78 that my parents owned. And since my father started me playing drums in 1947, by 1949, I was listening to what was in their record collection. It was a 78 called Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman with Gene Krupa playing drums.
Well, that is terrific. Well, gentlemen, what a pleasure. What an honor. We're looking for you to come back to Pittsburgh. I will be there and our listeners will as well. Thank you guys so much for joining Quartz in Session tonight. You are always welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Bye, Eric.
Wonder what happened. Well, your heart must have jumped the track. You put your lips out in the wind and you hope you get some kissing back. Every night you get the same old dream. There's a sprinkle of honey where your heart should be, and there's a honey dripping off of your spoon. Your spoon, honey dripping off.
jump the track. You put your lips out in the wind and you hope you get some kissing back.
Thank you. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Bridget West, and you're listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on Courts in Session. Hey, Eric, you can lower my bond anytime. WRCT 88.3 FM.
Here comes Johnny, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll country and soul is coming your way. And that's how we do it here. You can hear a replay of tonight's show. If you missed all or part of the interview we had with Derek Sharp and Gary Peterson of the Guess Who, well, tonight's show replays again at 11 p.m. every Sunday night right here on WRCT. And you can catch it on the West Coast at WWRO 103.3 FM. Every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, across the coast, Courts in Session. Can't escape it. So that set of music started off with some good punk rock and roll from New York Loose, covering the master Iggy Pop with Lust for Life. Going out to Paul, request for some Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Going out to Salvatore in Plum. He wants it all. He wants his lawyers, he wants his guns, and he wants his money. Can you blame him? That was Rick Derringer going back to 1978 from the album If I Weren't So Romantic, I'd Shoot You. Linda Ronstadt going up a request to Bob and Kathy in Beachview. You're No Good. And if you want to get a request, well, we've still got a little bit of time. I've got a little bit of room. 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Give me a call. Let me see what I can do. So, you know, when you go to jail for a gun crime, you receive the prison sentence, but it's your family that suffers right along with you. You leave them to fend for themselves. Your brother or your sister is left without a best friend. Your sons or daughters are left without a parent. Your mother and father worry about you every night. When you commit a gun crime, you're not the only one who pays a price. Your family serves a sentence too. Gun Crimes Hit Home, a public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. So I got a few requests for this tonight from some big Deep Purple Steve Morse fans. Steve's coming to the Oaks Theater Friday the 26th. Get a chance to see him up close and personal. I'm going to be there. Last time I saw Steve Morse with Deep Purple, I was in a huge crowd at a huge venue. I'm going to enjoy seeing him. This is Simple Simon. We'll be right back.
Hello there, this is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, and you're listening to our new album, Chaos and Colour, with EJL on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Happy days.
Perspective, I find my place.